When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Max Fried, sitting in the middle, and left to right, Matt Blake, Aaron Boone, Max Fried, Brian Cashman, and I'll throw right now to Jason
Zillow. Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jason Zillow, and I'd like to welcome everyone to Yankee Stadium on behalf of the entire New York Yankees organization. I'd like to extend warm holiday wishes to everyone joining us today, including those on the Yes Network, B Network, Yankees.com, and WFAN. The hot stove has definitely been cooking in the Bronx the last week or so, and today we officially introduce Max Fried, one of baseball's premier pitchers, to our media and our fans. There's plenty of numbers that illustrate Max's credentials, but there's one that's really pretty basic that shouldn't be brushed aside. In 2025, Max will be looking to pitch in the postseason for the eighth consecutive year. Even here in the middle of December, that's something everybody on the dais thirsts for. As we begin, I'd like to introduce the members of the dais that I just referenced. Starting to my far right, Matt Blake, Yankees pitching coach. Yankees manager Aaron Boone. Our guest of honor, Max Fried, who has a significant group of family and loved ones here today. We welcome all of you. As I said earlier, it's going to be the first of many times to Yankee Stadium. We also have the longtime senior VP and general manager of the Yankees, Mr. Brian Cashman. Before I turn this over to Brian, I'd like to acknowledge Max's representative, Ryan Hamill, and a large contingent of CAA people here, many of whom we've known for a very long time, so we welcome all of you as well. With those introductions in place, I'll turn it over to Brian Cashman.
Thanks for coming. We're excited to be here. You know, the job at hand always is to gravitate to some of the better baseball players in the game and bring them here for our fans to watch play on the biggest stage, we think, in baseball. And, you know, the effort is to put together the best team you can possibly do. And so I think, you know, when we started this winter program, you know, we saw the free agent opportunities out there, and Max Fried was at the very top of the list for us. He was someone that we've watched, obviously, from afar, what he's done. He's obviously tore us up on a few occasions, you know, pitching for the Braves. You know, kind of had a lot of dreams along the way of it'd be nice to have that lefty here in pinstripes if ever came to that opportunity ever came up. And we engaged, had great conversations with Ryan Hamill. We did a Zoom call with Max. You know, you see these players as competitors on the field doing what they do best in front of big crowds. But, you know, obviously it's important to get to know them a little bit. And our Zoom call closed the gap on that. So it kind of reaffirmed a lot of the conversations our scouts were providing with us with makeup and their connections with, you know, as well as me touching base with our players about people who know Max and how this fit would be. And the only question really in the end was, did he want us as well? There was a lot of competition in the end, and he had choices of where he wanted to lay his head for the coming years ahead. And we're excited that he wanted this opportunity. He wanted New York. He wanted to come here. And we're excited to have him join what is already, we think, a very formidable rotation. So, Max, welcome to the Bronx, and we look forward to adding to the mix as we move forward, too. With that being said, I'll turn it over to Aaron Boone.
Thanks, Cash. Max, congratulations. This is a big day for our organization. I know it's a big day for you and your family and Ryan and CAA. Echoing what Cash said, Max was at the top of the board for us. I can see his name on the board up there in our suite in Dallas. We had the opportunity though to talk with Max and his representation on a Zoom call, probably 90 minutes or so. And like Cash said, you want to kind of close that gap and get that feeling of, yeah, this is a fit. We know we're dealing with an all-star pitcher, a great pitcher, a track record of nothing really but success. But you want to feel like you have a connection, and you want to feel like he wants us too. And, you know, I know Matt Blake and I came off that call like, wow, okay. Like he's who we want him to be in that initial interaction. I'm really excited about what he's going to bring to our team, how he's going to fit in our room. And I think he's the kind of pitcher with what he's able to do with the ball and how many pitches he has and just his ability to evolve, I think is going to serve him and us very well throughout the life of this contract. Look, we're trying to chase down that championship, and we feel like we've added a championship piece to what, like Cash said, is already what we believe is an outstanding rotation. Max Fried, no doubt, adds to that mix. And we're thrilled to have him. We're thrilled to welcome him here, welcome his family here, and looking forward to a long line of success with him. But congratulations today, Max, and welcome to the New York Yankees.
Thank you.
Yep.
And now the proverbial, let's put the uniform on. Max is taking his jacket off. What number is he going to wear? Looks like 54. Number 54. He is clean shaven, by the way, in case anybody is wondering.
Looks good.
Brian Cashman just said it looks good. Yes, it does. So, Aaron Boone just gave him a Yankee cap, so now you're going to have some photography going on. Welcome to the New York Yankees. Today you are a Yankee.
With that, I'd like to turn it over to Max and for any opening remarks he has, but welcome to the Bronx, Max.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. You know, it's an honor to be here, and I want to first thank Mr. Steinbrenner and the Steinbrenner family, Brian, Aaron, and Matt for being here, and the entire Yankee organization for welcoming me in. Might be up here alone, but obviously with my family and friends, I have so many people to thank, you know, for supporting me up to this point, and you know, just everyone from teammates, coaches, all of my friends back home, and the ones that I've made along the way. My agent and agency in CAA has been with me my whole entire career, and you know, I mentioned them, but can't thank them enough. Of my family, just, you know, I wouldn't be here without you, your love and support, from the highs of highs and the lowest of lows, Little League to the big leagues. You guys were always there, and you know, I love you guys a ton, so thank you so much. Being a baseball fan, you know what it means, or you just know the standard that the Yankees hold, and putting on the pinstripes is a certain responsibility and expectation that comes with that, and I'm extremely excited to take that on. And you know, last week when I was here and on the Zoom call, I was walking through the clubhouse, and there's three words that were there are three words that were put on, you know, up on the wall, and it's prepare, compete, and win. And I thought a lot about that. And to me, as a competitor, and just to me as a core, as a player, it really resonated with me. Because at the end of the day, you know, when before I take the ball, I'm going to prepare as best as I possibly can. When I get out there, I'm going to leave everything out there and compete to the best of my abilities. And at the end of the day, the one thing that we're out here to do is to win. And for me, I couldn't be more excited to be here, a part of the Yankees, and be a part of this organization. And you know, genuinely can't wait to get down to Tampa and get started. So thank you.
Thanks, Max. We have wireless mics on both ends of the room. Who has the first question?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Go right here to the front.
Hey, Max. Chris Kirshner with The Athletic. Ultimately, why did you choose the Yankees?
As I kind of stated, it's winning's a big priority for me, and you know, at the end of the day, every single year the Yankees come to spring training, the number one goal is to win a World Series. It's not to get to the playoffs, it's not to do anything besides hold up the trophy at the end of the year. And knowing that I was going to make a, you know, potentially a long commitment, I wanted to be able to be in a place that I knew I was going to be able to win year in, year out. And you know, it's I love playoff baseball, and I love to be able to have meaningful baseball at the end of the year. And the Yankees are an organization that are going to do that year in, year out.
Go to Peter, all the way to the left.
Hi, Max. Peter Splendorio, New York Daily News. At what point in your free agency process did the Yankees become, you know, in the mix, and what stood out to you about that initial Zoom call?
Yeah, I would say that the last however many weeks have kind of been a whirlwind, but I think initially I'd heard that the Yankees had interest, and I would say that I was fairly surprised at the beginning. But when the Yankees say that they're interested in you, you perk up and you listen. You know, there's a standard, and there's a, you know, it's an extremely storied franchise. So I was excited to hop on a call and be able to, talk with the group up here. And I just felt like a lot of our values of what we value, and at the end goal was very similar, and it was very just down to earth, easy to talk to, and I felt really comfortable. So when going through the process, and when it came down to it, it just felt right.
Over to the right, Bruce, do you have the microphone?
Yep. Max, welcome. Bruce Beck, NBC4 New York. What will it be like being in a rotation with Gerrit Cole?
I mean, he's one of the best pitchers of the generation. He's had a lot of success. He's in Cy Young runnings year in, year out, and he's an established superstar in this game. So for me to be able to be in a rotation and be able to pick his brain a little bit, I feel like there's only going to be benefits. So I'm excited to be able to sit and watch every single one of his starts.
Back to the left, Ron.
Hey, Max Romblum from AP. Throughout your career, you've had a lot of these soft tissue injuries, blisters, and hamstring pulls. What have you done differently the last few years to try to keep healthy?
A lot of trial and error, I think. Being down in the south in Atlanta with the humid summers probably didn't help as far as just blisters and things to that extent. But the medical staff down there was fantastic in being able to help me figure out a routine that kind of works and be able to kind of mitigate all that. But at the end of the day, it's about trying to be as proactive as possible, and not allowing something that's as minor as that being able to affect me going forward, and not planning on missing starts. So
we'll take a couple more. Laura on the left.
Hi, Laura Albanese from Newsday. A lot has been said about just playing in New York City. What do you think about that challenge, and is there any part of that that you look forward to?
I think personally, it's the same game whether you're playing in any kind of, whatever city you're in, it's still 60 feet 6 inches and you're going up against another guy. There's just, very passionate fans, and I can control what I can control, and that's to go out there and leave everything out on the field and compete as best as I can every single time. And at the end of the day, it's about getting the Yankees a win, and if I can go out there and put us in the best position to win, then I'm doing my job.
Take two more. Brian, right in front.
Hey, Max. Brian Hoke with MLB.com. You said that there's a certain responsibility in putting on the Yankee uniform. What are you feeling as you sit there right now wearing it for the first time?
A sense of pride. a lot of people have worn these pinstripes, and there's a certain feel, and I'm excited about being able to put the pinstripes on in Yankee Stadium for the Yankees, and it's it's one of the most storied winning franchises in sports, and I want to be able to kind of do my part in adding to that.
Take a last one, Peter, all the way to the left.
Hey, Max. Peter Schwartz from WFAN. What are your thoughts on pitching in this ballpark? I think you've had one start here. Your thoughts on pitching here in the Bronx?
Extremely excited. There's no bigger stage than pitching in New York. And, I've been here for a couple series. I got to throw my first time last year. I'm still looking to feel what that feels like to be able to throw under the lights, because I got a Sunday day game. So I'm really excited, but there's a different feel when you step into the stadium and you feel the energy and the buzz, and I can't wait to kind of feed off of that.
Max, welcome aboard and congratulations.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.